Deflation is now a reality in Europe. The economic area of countries that use the euro currency, the eurozone, reports today that consumer prices were down 0.2% from last February. That's something that is very scary if you're an economist, the idea of deflation. And Jill Schlesinger of CBS News and host of Jill on Money is here to tell us why. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Well, let's start with what caused this decline in prices.
You know, it was partly due to an unexpected drop in energy inflation. That's after those big oil prices boom. Then we see that prices came down a bit. That kind of took that headline rate down to the minus territory. By the way, it was the first time below zero since last September. Now, the other part of this that's perhaps more worrying if you're a European economist is the core rate, which pulls out food and energy, because those are two very volatile categories, actually fell from 1% to a 10-month low of 0.7%. So really the core prices, that's what everyone's really sort of zooming in on and saying, well, wait a minute, this is not an energy-related thing. Prices are falling beyond energy and food, and that is worrisome to European officials.
And why is it so worrisome? Remind us why deflation is in some ways much scarier for economists than inflation.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird, right? A counterintuitive. The idea of falling prices always seems like a good thing for consumers. Right. But when you've got deflation, which is persistent, it can put into motion a pretty scary downward spiral. It starts when the economy cools some, and that prompts companies to reduce prices. Right. They want us to spend our money. They want to maintain their sales volume. But as companies make less money, then they certainly could cut jobs or wages. That could then cause consumers to spend less, so because they're servicing fixed costs like taxes and mortgages. And the longer that goes on, then the more higher the likelihood is that consumers and businesses say, why spend today? If I just wait, then prices will keep going down. And that's a scary cycle that many economists fear because it's very hard to stop it.
And the central banks around the world, including the European Central Bank, have been very aggressive over the last many years in trying to deal with this problem by pumping money into the economy by these big stimulus situations. Are they going to do more of that in Europe?
I think they're going to have to, because the European Central Bank right now, they've got a quantitative easing program going on of their own, right? Purchasing assets. Right now, they're purchasing 60 billion euros a month of those assets. I'm thinking that that's going to start to increase, probably up to maybe 80 or 85 billion, because frankly, if you look at this report, you look at other data out of Europe, what that central bank is doing is they're saying, hey, we not only do we have low inflation, the expectation of inflation is also dropping, and they really need to nip that. So there's a couple of things, maybe more assets and maybe another cut to their deposit rates. They're not negative yet, so maybe they cut those deposit rates again and really try to push the prices up just even a little bit, or at least in the near term, stop them from falling.
Jill Schlesinger of CBS News and host of Jill on Money. And again, we're talking about prices dropping in Europe. So far in this country, we are not looking at deflation, although inflation has been so low. I know that there are some economists who are worried about that. Jill, we'll keep an eye on it. Thank you.
Take care.